Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. And again, we're going through the Eser Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael. So we went through Eretz Yisrael and Ayaros HaMukafos Choma. Lefnim Min HaChoma, Mekudosh Mehem, that inside the walls of Yerushalayim is holier than other walled cities. Shalchem Sham Kachem Kalim Meiser Sheni, as evident by the fact that you could eat Kachem Kalim Meiser Sheni in the walls of Yerushalayim. Harabayis Mekudosh Menu, Harabayis is holier than the rest of Yerushalayim, Shein Zav Mezavas Nidos V'Yoldos Nechasim Sham. Someone who's a Zav Zav Nidor Yoledes is not allowed on Harabayis. Right, that's the issue, that if someone goes on Harabayis Bizman Azeh, they have to be sure that they don't have any of those tumos, and that's challenging because Chazal were gozer that every Amaretz has a status of a Zav, and we're all considered to be Amaratzim. Hachel Mekudosh Menu, the Chel is even holier than the rest of the Harabayis. Shein Goyim Utmei Meis Nechlasim L'Sham, that a non-Jew and a Tamei Meis is not allowed to go into the Chel. Ezra Snachshim Mekudosh Menu, the Ezra Snachshim is holier than even the Chel. Shein Tevul Yom Nechlasim L'Sham, that even Tevul Yom is not allowed to go there. Vein Chayev Malei Chatos, but you're not Chayev Chatos for coming into the Ezra's Nashim for Tamei Meis coming into the Ezra's Nashim. Ezra's Shal Mekudosh Menu, the Ezra's Shal is more Kaddish than the Ezra's Nashim. Shein Mechusar Kippurim Nechnas L'Sham. Even someone who already went to the mikveh and had Harav Shemesh just hasn't brought his carbon yet is not allowed in there. V'chayev Melech Chatos. And you're Chayev Chatos if you're Tamei and you go into the Ezra's Yisrael. Ezra's Kohanim Mekudosh Mimena, and Ezra's Kohanim is more holy than that. Shein Yisrael. That anyone who's not a Kohen is not allowed to go there unless there's some carbon-related need that they need to go there for, such as the smicha, the shchita, the tenufa, to do smicha on their carbon, to do the shchita on their carbon, to wave the different parts of the carbon that are supposed to get waved, meaning hakolafi carbono, meaning some carbonos have such a requirement, other carbonos do not have such a requirement, but when there is such a requirement, that happens in the Ezra's Kohanim. And now the last mission in Perek Aleph, Beinu Ulam al-Mizbeach Mekudosh Mena, in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is even holier than the Ezra's Kohanim. Shein Bali Mum Nepuri Rosh Nechlasim L'Sham, because someone with a Bal Mum who has longer hair that hasn't been cut is not allowed to go there. HaHechel Mekudosh Mena, the Hechel is even holier. Shein Nechlasham Shlo Ruchis Yadayim V'Raglayim. To go into the Hechel, person needs Ruchis Yadayim V'Raglayim. Kodesh HaKadoshim Mekudosh Mena, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is even holier than that. Shein nichnas l'sham ele kohen gadol b'yom kippurim b'shas havoda, that only one man on one day of the year is allowed to go there, and that is the kohen gadol on yom kippurim when he's doing the avoda. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'chamish shedvarim beinul mizbeach shav leheichal. There are five ways that the area between the lulim and the mizbeach has the same status as the heichal. Shein balimun puri rosh siyain shlo ruchot siyain raglayim nichnasum l'sham. So anyone who's a balmum, anyone who doesn't have a haircut, anyone who has drank any wine, anyone who hasn't washed his hands and feet, is not allowed to go into the Beinu Ulam L'Mizbech, just like they're not allowed to go into the Heichal. And Uporshin mi Beinu Ulam L'Mizbech b'shas haktara. People have to leave the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech when they burn the Ketores, just like the Heichal. Just like they have to leave the Heichal when they're burning the Ketores. When they're burning the Ketores. So that's the five ways that they're equal to one another. So to review. To review what we learned today, so we had said what we had said in Mishnah Ches was that we went through other levels of Kedusha inside the Choma of Yerushalayim, and then the Harabayis, and then the Chel, and then the Ezra's Nashim, and then the Ezra's Yisrael, and then the Ezra's Kohanim, and then in Mishnah Tess we went on to the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and the Heichal, and the and then the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then we pointed out that there are five ways, or Rabbi Yossi pointed out that there are five ways that the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach has the same status as the Heichal. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis of Maseches Kelim.